Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned into the broadcast again this week. We're picking up our consideration here in Matthew chapter 24, asking these three questions. Are you ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you ready for the end of this world? Are you ready for your judgment? We live in a perilous time. I mean, we've got Ebola in our country, Ebola in Africa, which is very threatening. We've got war, ISIS, and what's going on there. We've got Vladimir Putin and Russia and what they're doing. China, as powerful as they are. We've got rogue nations like North Korea and others that, you know, are just a question mark about what they're going to do. Could this be the beginning of the end? Are you ready for that? The people of God have always thought that the return of the Lord Jesus Christ is imminent. And we believe that it is imminent. That is no different. But have things ever been like this before? Well, there's been world wars before, and there very well could be again. There's never been capability like there has been now. Could this be the end? It could be the beginning of the end, or it could be another 100 years or 1,000 years before the end would come. But the point is, are you ready? Are you ready for the end? So we're taking a look here, considering different passages about these things and just seeing what the scripture says about it and prompting folks to think and consider about their soul and their condition and their standing before God Almighty. Do you have Jesus as your Savior? Do you have the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Have you repented of your sins and trusted in Christ? Has He saved your soul? Do you know Him, and does He know you? And that's what we want you to consider and think about. Here in Matthew chapter 24, the Lord's dealing with His disciples. They've asked Him three questions. He's mentioned about the buildings there in Jerusalem, that there's going to come a time where not one stone will be upon another. And of course, that happened in 70 AD when Titus came in and destroyed Jerusalem. They've gone to the Lord there on the Mount of Olives, but most likely in Gethsemane, and they've asked Him three questions. When shall these things be? What you said about the buildings? What shall be the sign of Thy coming? And what shall be the sign of the end of the world? Tell us about these things. So the Lord's been doing so. We're here in verse number 14, and He says, it gives us first indicator about the beginning, if you will, of the end. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. And so that's the first indicator, and we believe that that's been accomplished. Going back 200 years, that had not been accomplished. But since this continent has been settled, and from the Atlantic to the Pacific, it has been settled and explored and found by men. The entire world has had exposure to the gospel, where the gospel came out of the Middle East and went into Africa, went into Asia, went into Europe, and then came to the New World and to South America and the New World. And now from North America, having been missionaries, been sent out by the Lord's churches, back to the rest of the world, we see that indeed it has gone around the world. Verse 15, when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. So the Lord Jesus here, we've read several verses, he's given an indication here about something going on, something that Daniel has spoken about. And we're going to take a look at Daniel and some of the things that are given unto him about that. The abomination of desolation. We understand historically that one of Alexander the Great, when Alexander the Great died, his kingdom was divided to his four generals, and those generals ruled in different districts. If my memory serves me correctly, they even warred amongst themselves at different times, or later on, the regions and nations that they became had conquering ideas over others. And so this is one of those passages that kind of has a duplicity, a number of things when it came true. There was this a man that was a ruler, one of Alexander's generals, that sought to go down to Egypt and was sorely defeated. And when he came back through the Middle East, through Israel, he came and he defiled the temple. He put a pig on the altar and there in the Holy of Holies and just desecrated the holy place. And so he did some things there. And so abomination of desolation is there. Brother Ezekiel in the Old Testament scriptures talked about the imagery that was in the heart of even the Lord's people and the Lord's priests and the Lord's leadership, how it was that in their minds they didn't worship the Lord. And when Ezekiel is taken through the temple, he sees different things that are an abomination and make the Spirit of God desolate from a place. And so we're not going to take the time to look at those things in detail. But Daniel has spoken about something took place not only with Alexander the Great, but will also, or after Alexander the Great, but will also take place with the man of sin, the Antichrist. It seems very much in the type and way, and it may have been Titus also, had some desecrating thing that he did. And of course, the temple was destroyed. So it was defiled and desecrated that way. But Daniel speaks about this, about a man standing there in the holy place. We believe and understand it to be the man of sin, the Antichrist, and how he is seemingly going to make the place, a new temple that's going to be built, desolate. Is he's going to stand up and say that he is God, that he is Messiah. And so that is what we believe that this is referring to. In 2 Thessalonians, I'll read you a passage over here that maybe speaking about this, and we, to be honest with you, wonder about to what extent these words, what these words mean. In 2 Thessalonians, we read here in verse number 3, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse number 3, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first. Okay, and we saw what the Lord said there in Matthew 24, and he said it in different words, but he said there'll be false prophets, iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold, he that endures to the end, same shall be saved, many will be offended, many will betray one another, so same kind of things. And he says, except they're coming, falling away first, back in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse number 3, and the man of sin be revealed. And so there's that day, the day of the Lord, okay, verse number 2 says, as the day of Christ is at hand. And understand, the day of the Lord is not just talking about one 24-hour day. My understanding of the scriptures is that the day of the Lord is going to be 7 years long. The Lord from the rapture to the Lord dealing with the earth, the plagues he's going to pour out upon the earth, the battle of Armageddon, the battle of Gog and Magog, and maybe some other battles that are in there that a lot of the Lord seemingly will fight on the north and then to the southeast of Israel, and there could be others. He says the man of sin is going to be revealed, the apostle writes. And that begs the question, to what extent will he be revealed? Will he just be known of his own, that he is known as a man, but not the Antichrist? Will he be known publicly, okay, by the world? Or will that revealing, does that mean that the people of God will look on and see this man and the way he behaves and what he pursues as he's a man? He's going to be a man among peers, and he's going to rise up to be the ultimate, the leader of the world. And so to what extent will he be revealed? We don't know, but he says here, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come falling away first. And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. He's a perditious, everything's against God that he does, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped. Okay, so he denies God and opposes God, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. This is what we believe that Daniel's referring to. In Daniel 9, remember ye not that when I was with you, the apostle writes, I told you these things? And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Speaking about the restraint of the Spirit of God. And then shall that wicked, capital W, a name of this man of sin in verse number 3, then shall that wicked be revealed whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. And we praise the Lord that the Lord's going to do that. But back in Matthew 24, in verse number 15, when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. So this is a man. Whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. And so the Lord refers to the Jews and what they should do and pursue to do at this event. This is seemingly going to be after the rapture and as the Lord deals with his nation and the Jews. I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.